This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com. From the loosest slots in the state to one of the most comfortable poker rooms in South Florida, enjoy their smoke-free casino at HialeahParkCasino.com.
Ride, ride, ride. By the way, Hialeah Park, we were there yesterday. We'll be there again next Friday. And February 24th, they've got Guillermo Rigondeaux is coming. World Championship Boxing, Una Gran Noche de Boxeo Cubano, February 24th at Hialeah Park, baby. Go check it out. Come on out there. We're going to be giving away tickets in the next couple of weeks here. And you can also go to HialeahPark.com so you can get your tickets. You'll see the icon there for the boxing. You can hit it, enjoy it. The buffet there is absolutely awesome. So go enjoy it at Hialeah Park. The gaming. Well, you can gamble on the racing all over the country, which is a beautiful thing at the Champions Sports Bar. And then it's the Champions Simulcast Center, actually. So you've got all the TVs there, tracks all over the country, and you've got all the windows there so you can wager. Second floor, they've got the beautiful poker room there. They've got windows there, too, so you can wager. TVs everywhere. They can serve you food and drinks. Downstairs, over 900 machines. Smoke-free casino. Okay? Nobody's going to be blowing smoke in your face, whether you're playing poker, whether you're at the gaming machines. Now, they do have an area outside called the Smoking Hot Slots. And you can go check them out. Really cool area. They've got fans everywhere. So really, it's a nice temperature. And you can enjoy your cigar, your cigarette, or your vape pipe, or whatever it is that you smoke. Enjoy it, baby. All right? Go out there to Hialeah Park and tell them that Big O sent you, baby. They will definitely take care of you. All right. Let's see. What else do we have going on the show? Carlos says, I really believe that Boyer would have been fine without the injuries. He had some serious bad luck. Yeah, but when a new coach takes over, changes happen, man. You know, I don't think he did a bad job. I thought he did actually a decent job overall. Thomas Jensen says, Bungles too cocky, running their mouths all week like the Buffaloes all year. Want to see them drink some humility. I think they're going to beat Kansas City, man. I like their defense right now. They're coming through. That's why I was wrong this year on the Bengals. Because I thought, okay, the Bengals, maybe they make, you know, a playoff and get bounced in the first round, or maybe they miss the playoffs and they do what a lot of these, you know, one-hit wonders. They get to the Super Bowl, but they can never match it again. But as this year was going on, and especially the second half when they really turned it on, their defense was making play after play after play. And I said, you know, that's why I picked them against the money line. And I took the points last week against the Bills because, you know, you gotta look at things and give them credit for what. And I get it that they're talking a little smack, but I think it comes from a lot of frustrations. It comes from never getting any respect. It comes from always being dissed. And most of it has been self-inflicted because of your ownership group or bad coaches or bad draft picks and all that. But they're really good now. And, you know, people still don't want to believe in them. You know what I'm saying? I believed him. I believed in him last week, and I'm going with it again. I'm going to say that they're going to end up winning. But we'll see. Apoc Morrow says the Bills are already heading downhill. Let one of those other teams join them. He might be on to something. Some of these salaries will be kicking in, and it's going to be a little harder for them to maintain. That's for sure. I can see that going. Dolphin 13, running their defensive scheme requires a certain skill set, players in the secondary. And with all the injuries to the secondary, I thought Josh Boyer did a good job. Yeah, he did. But again, it's really not about that. It's about getting the person you want, running the defense you want. They might be philosophically two different people. And this was more about not having too much change for a rookie coach and keeping, you know, the continuity. But I agree with you. If that secondary stays healthy, I think that defense plays a completely different game. Wait, get Cameron back. How the heck is Mahomes the most underrated player in the league? He said that, right? I think he said that because of the Tyreek Hill thing. Like, you lose, you know, one of the most dynamic receivers in the league. You don't necessarily have a star-studded, you know, receiving core, and yet you're still one of the best offenses in the league. I think you produced more yards than you did last year. So I think that's what he's saying, that, you know, what was it? Irwin comes in and plays well. You know, I think that's what he's saying. Hayden Hurst has become a guy that he had talent and he had some injury history when he was at Baltimore, but he's come there and he's really found his, you know, his place, let's just say. So I think that that's kind of the thing. When you see guys like that get adjusted with Joe Burrow, well, then the same thing here with Mahomes. He's got Schuster. He's got although I love the kid they got from the Giants, but he hasn't really taken that step forward. Tony, and what's the other receiver that he has? So I think that's what he's saying, that Mahomes doesn't have these, you know, these great receivers, and yet he's elevating those people, kind of like what Burrow does with Irving and, you know, kind of things like that. So you want to see the great quarterbacks. Of course, throwing it to Ja'Marr Chase is, you know, and throwing it to Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce, that's no-brainers. Those are absolutely fantastic players. But when you start making the other players effective and good enough to win games, I think that's what he means by with Mahomes, that he's still making it work with others, like Burrow does. If somebody goes down, he'll have somebody else step in and he'll still make it work. So I think that's kind of the thing that he was talking about. Let's see. Do-do-do-do. Hi, everybody. Stopping by my lunch, says Rajan. Well, we love you for stopping by, Rajan. Thank you. Oh, by the way, let me check, make sure. Any Cash App or Venmo? Damn, what's going on here? Okay. All right. I'm looking now. Just looking because, you know, market's up a little bit. So I'm just trying to figure out which, what stuff is moving in the right direction, which is a beautiful thing. Star Atlas moving slightly. That's not what really is moving it. Okay. Interesting. What else do we have going on? Any, let me see if there's any kind of breaking news out there. Make sure we got going on. By the way, Heat and Magic in action tonight. By the way, I'm not going to bet it because I don't want to bet against the Heat. But those of you that are comfortable doing betting against your favorite teams, or maybe you're not a Heat fan, I would take Orlando plus 7.5. I would take that. I just don't trust the Heat, actually. Panthers are favored by 1.5 against the Kings. I might take the Kings, too, on this one. Oh, are you flying or are you and Sean flying or driving? Doug, I am driving. Sean is not going. Sean will be here running the show. I will be in Mobile. What's it called? Going out to practice and doing all the kinds of stuff. Sean doesn't need to go to this. He can. The beauty of the StreamYard, you know, we do it every day, and I'm in studio at home, and he's in his studio at his house. So it's the same thing. So Sean doesn't need really to go to all of that. I can go, and, you know, it's really more about gathering information than anything else. And so I'm going to do it. I'm not going to Radio Row. I'm not paying that ridiculous amount of money and not be given players. And they give you very few players. You know, 7, 10, 12, 14 years ago, I controlled that whole place. And they didn't really have the limitations that they have now. And I used to be on Radio Row, and I would get, I mean, just, I would bring them in, dude, one after another after another. Nowadays, it's just not the same anymore. And, you know, and they charge you like 8-9 times more. This is not, you know, the other day, some guy reached out to Joe Shad. He says, hey, haven't seen you on Big O Show. Are you not doing the segment? And, well, you know, we're on hiatus, and that's because we don't have a sponsor for it, you know? And it's like, this is a business, guys. It takes money, okay? It takes money to go on the road, money to broadcast. You got to buy spots to go, you know, like the desk area that I would need and the phone lines and all that stuff, and they charge you a boatload for that. You know what I mean? And so I'm not some fan that's in my basement and I'm doing this for fun as a hobby or anything. No, this is a business. And that's why I tell you that if you want this business to grow, you Red Recover, man, 50% off on all pads, Nature B, Craig Zinzacker, Pembroke Pines, you know, EJD Construction, Cutter's Edge Pro, Edge Energy Drink, you know, Sports Grill. I tell you this all the time, and I'm not joking. You know, we could continue to kick ass and we continue to do all this, but we need you to tune in. We need you to hit that like button. We need you to visit our sponsors. You know, all of these things are really, really important. It's not a joke, you know? And so I would love to continue adding more and more insiders, but it takes money. Because these people aren't going to come on for free. They're not doing that in other stations or all that. And so here we got them coming on either once or even twice a week. You know, that costs money. You know, I got to travel. I got to get a hotel, get a car. You know, I got expenses. How are we going to pay for that? You know what I'm saying? So all of this stuff, this is a real business. Okay. This is not like some game. I don't do this for a game. I do this because it's my business. It's what we do. So, you know, it's not that simple. Let's see. Big O, I don't know if it's just me, but I feel lately a little more positive about our Dolphins this offseason than the last 6 to 7 years. So do I. I'm just pissed that they were injured. If they had better luck on the injury side, I think we would have seen a better Dolphins team. King Short says, Big O, the Dolphins can't speak about Fangio because he's still an Eagle employee until their season is over, correct? Yes, they can't publicly talk about him, but they could interview him. Yes. But they're not going to talk about him anyways until they hire him. So there's nothing really to talk about right now. So we'll see. They interviewed yesterday. They interviewed a couple of candidates yesterday. I think they're interviewing one today. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. If this continues to stretch out with the Philadelphia thing, then I almost feel like he's taken that job, because then he's just waiting for the defensive coordinator to leave. Because if he's going to leave anyways, what does he need to keep consulting? Unless he wants to win a ring as a consultant. Maybe that's the case. Maybe that's what he's waiting for. I just thought about that when I was talking about it. Maybe, you know, he helps out. He gets a ring because he was a consultant. Let's see. Gary R. says, Tua being in the same offensive system two straight years will make a difference. I see Tua taking another step forward next season. I agree. He's just got to stay healthy, man. I'm not worried about Tua the player. I'm never, ever, 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 ever. I never wavered. I never was concerned. I laughed at everybody that said he was too short or didn't have a strong enough arm or he couldn't throw deep. I never, ever wavered on that. Ever. The only thing I've always been concerned with from all the way to the draft was his injury history. That's the only thing I've ever been concerned about with him. That's the only thing anybody should have ever been concerned about. All you silly gooses out there, you know, you were dead ass wrong about his play. Dolphin 13, the number one formula win in this league consistently, it's in the trenches. All four teams that lost lost rushed for under 100 yards except the Jags. Both lines, offensive and defensive lines, you've got to dominate. Definitely. So, let me see. What else do we have here going on? I think we're pretty much done, folks. I think there's not much left to talk about. Tomorrow, by the way, we'll be back in 24 hours. We'll be back. We will have our Crypto Bro show. Remember, redrecover.com right now. They've got all the wraps for you. 50% off. Neck, shoulders, back, elbows, wrists, ankles, knees, you name it. They've got the pad for it. We've even got it for the dogs, for their hips. You know, so check it out. Red light therapy is all natural. So kids can use it. The dogs can use it. And of course, us adults, you can maximize your workouts by using it before and after. It'll get that blood flow going and you'll feel a lot better. You're going to have your soreness from working out. That comes with it. But if you are dealing with an old injury or surgery from your workouts and soreness, that will help you alleviate those kind of injuries and all that kind of stuff. Even if you have a scar, you just recently had a surgery, you're about to have a surgery, and you're going to have a scar, red light therapy can help. You can put a pad over it, okay, for I think it's 10 or 15 minutes a day, and that scar will probably disappear. It's pretty awesome. We've got videos. Go to redrecover.com and check out the videos, and you'll see it there. 50% off right now at redrecover.com. I don't think we have anything going on in the world of sports. I'm looking. Zach Taylor says he doesn't see Alex Kappa or Jonah Williams playing this week, so they'll have the backups again. That's about some of the news that came in. Not big news, but their backups actually played really, really well this past week. I was really surprised with that. Good job by the coaches. Good job by the players. You know, kind of getting all that done. Trying to see if there's anything else that's breaking that I don't know about. Let's see what else. Car hits McGregor's bike, could have been dead. Okay. Conor McGregor getting into a mix up. So the Rams are in the process of hiring former New York Jets offensive coordinator Mike LeFleur. The move, first reported by NFL Network, comes as LeFleur and the Jets parted ways and the Rams offensive coordinator Liam Cohen left Sean McVay's staff to return to the Kentucky Wildcats to hold the same position. So there you go. You guys are going to get a LeFleur up in Los Angeles. All right. I think we are done. Let me see. Any interesting questions you guys want to pop in before I go? Gattis has been officially let go. Yeah, that's how we started the show. You may want to go rewind, Troy, and find out about what we talked about over 3 hours ago, 3.5 hours ago, because I actually started the show early. I started it like at 9:45, 9:50 or something like that. We started a little early because we were going to get Omar on at 10:05. So we started a little earlier. But I already spoke my piece with Gattis. Plus, we had Manny Navarro on, and we talked about Gattis, all about that. Dougie Fresh now follows up that the Beatles broke up too. And, wow, Gattis officially let go, and the Beatles broke up. Holy crap. A lot of stuff is happening right now. Did not know about Gattis. Did not know about the Beatles. Any trade the Miami Heat should do? Frankie, there is no trade that's going to put them in a championship caliber position. They don't have the ammunition for it. So even if they make a Jay Crowder move or even a John Collins move, I don't think it makes them a contender. But it might help them win a round in the playoffs. But that's about it. You know what's the frustrating part about this basketball season? That I don't know what the Heat is. because they miss so many games. You don't really get a feel. And then when you really think about it, the other teams also have so many players out that you don't really get a feel for anything. I mean, really, the regular season has become the biggest joke in the world. Gary R. is saying it's Yoko's fault. I can't imagine Yoko being a part of breaking up the Beatles. No. That's such a nice woman. Incredible talent. What a voice. I mean, Yoko Ono should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She should have been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame years ago with all those hits and that amazing talent of hers. That Plastic Ono Band. I mean, Dougie Fresh can't get enough of the Plastic Ono Band. Biggest all-star starter snub. You guys really just want me to stick around for bullshit? Yoko attempting to sing is like nails on a chalkboard. Yoko, oh no, my ears. All right. Listen, don't forget to smash the hell out of the like button on the way out, please. If you're listening to the show at any time, day or night, wherever you're downloading it, please smash the hell out of the like button. Hit the notification bell. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what is coming your way at 1 o'clock in the afternoon? This is what's coming your way.
Let's step into the world of cryptocurrency with a guy that loves to talk crypto in the world of blockchain technology.
It's time to talk crypto with my bro, the Big O. So turn it up and listen, dude.
It's the Crypto Bro Show with Orlando Elzugarri.
So there you go. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, you want to start learning a little bit about crypto, want to go on the journey with us, there you go. Remember, we are not financial advisors, investors, or professionals. Just a guy that loves crypto. So make sure you do your own homework when you invest. Don't listen to me that Tesla's good to buy at 106 or 109 and it's at 170 now. I am not a financial advisor. But there you go. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all be good out there. Be safe. Very important. Be safe out there. We love you all. See you tomorrow.